Welcome to Beyond Rent, the property management podcast brought to you by Rent Manager. Each episode, we sit down with an expert to talk industry updates, tech solutions, and top tips for those in the property management space. And now, let's get to the conversation and go Beyond Rent.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Beyond Rent. We're going to dive into something every renter needs, but not often has. It's renter's insurance. Property managers take on risk when renters don't have insurance. So we've asked Katie and Christian of LeaseTrack to join us to discuss how to handle the situation and avoid taking on that risk as a property manager. Katie and Christian, welcome to Beyond Rent.
Thank you. Thank you.
Such a pleasure to be here. Beautiful studio. Thank you,
yes,
Joe.
Yes, absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, glad to have you in studio here in Cincinnati, Ohio at our corporate office for this episode. Renter's insurance is a really important topic. The two of you talk about it all day, every day. So I'm really anxious to get some of your insights on this area of our business. But I want to get to learn a little bit more about both of you first. So let's do some intros. Katie, if you want to introduce yourself first to our audience.
Sure. Katie Curry. And if you hear my accent, that's because I'm Bulgarian. But I lead operations at LeaseTrack. And I've been with LeaseTrack about 2.5 years. And delighted to be working with the rent manager team.
And my name is Christian Thomas. I am the partnership manager and sales lead here. Some of you may out there may have already spoken with me, but I've been with LeaseTrack for about almost four years. It's my first job in insurance. I'm just saying from sales to insurance. So, but yeah, it's been a great partnership and renter's insurance. I never really thought I'd be here, but it's a definitely interesting topic that I've learned a lot about and continue to learn about. So excited to talk about it.
Yeah, so am I. Thanks for doing some intros. Obviously, at Beyond Rent, we're powered by the Rent Manager, property management software, and we work with LeaseTrack for our renter's insurance product, right? So we have a close partnership in how we reach property managers and renters to provide this really good, important service. So we've worked with each other a lot. So I say let's jump in and learn more about renter's insurance. So when I think about renter's insurance, one of the things that I first start to think about is the fact that not everyone is approaching this the same way. And when I look at our industry, I think there are some like best practices that are out there and some norms that are out there. But the reality is everyone operates a little bit differently. So what are maybe some people not thinking of or maybe some of the potential risks that they should be aware of when they start thinking about insurance at their properties?
Well, there's definitely a lot of different risks. And what we find from working with many property managers, property owners, and leasing offices is that some of these risks are really underappreciated. One thing that I didn't know until I joined LeaseTrack is that on average, there are 275 apartment fires in the US per day. That's an astounding number when you think about it. That's about 100,000 apartment fires per year. That's a lot of risk there that somebody has to bear. Sometimes it's the renter, sometimes it's the property owner. And so when we think about those risks, this is just one example of the variety of different risks that are out there that need to be mitigated. And it reminds me of kind of a personal story and why I'm passionate about renter's insurance is quite a few years ago when I was cooking my first Thanksgiving turkey in my first apartment and I had invited some friends over, things did not go very well for me with that cooking. And there was a lot of smoke and I set off the alarms for the entire building. Was very embarrassing for me. The firefighters came. It was a pretty embarrassing story. I did have to deal with that. And at the end, I had to go in the bathroom and cry and comfort myself. But this is for people like me and for many, many people out there that need protection from fire, smoke, and multiple other perils. And I think this is just one of the examples of why insurance is actually valuable and it's really needed.
Definitely, yeah. Just to add to that, I think probably the two biggest ones that property managers risk I'm talking about need to know about are their number one, financial, right? Everybody assumes that's the biggest one. You know, something happens, I got to pay out of pocket, excuse me, or somebody burns down a Thanksgiving dinner, burns down the house. But it's also the operational risk, right? So your teams are taking a lot of time to try to track these policies, to try to know who has insurance and who doesn't. And they may be doing their to the best of their ability. But if one slips through the cracks, that's, you know, and the claims happen, that's something that you're going to have to pay through out of pocket. So the financial and operational risk kind of go hand in hand. I know we have a story with somebody actually right when we started Rent Manager, that they were going to use our tracking service. They were kind of, you know, not the biggest on technology, didn't really want to use it to the best of their ability. So they turned it off. And I think literally as soon as they turned it off the next week, somebody had a fire. I know we keep talking about fires, but it is a very common thing. Had a fire, and he came back to us and he asked us, like, oh, can I still use the policy that you guys got? And we were like, you turned it off, so you can't. But moving forward, we could help you out. But that just goes to show, like, the operational risk of thinking you're able to track in, thinking you're able to do it all in-house. But it's actually a very hard thing to do, and it goes hand-in-hand with that financial risk as well.
Yeah. And I wanted to add one more area of risk that we hear a lot from the players in the industry, and that's fraud. And we hear so much about fraud and, you know, payment fraud and all kinds of different fraud. But there is insurance fraud as well. And part of what's needed is to actually track insurance and track compliance so that a lot of the property managers and property owners can protect themselves from insurance fraud.
So we have financial risk. We have operational risk. We have the risk of fraud. And I love your story. And thanks for being honest and a little vulnerable there and sharing that story. But a lot of times when you think of a fire or a peril happening in an apartment or in a rental property, we think of somebody maybe doing something they shouldn't be doing, something that doesn't care. This was an accident, right? You were trying to prepare a meal just like anyone else would and made a mistake. And so it can really just be an accident. It can happen to anyone at any time.
Exactly. And, you know, we also see that about 50% of the fires are caused by cooking and accidents, not on purpose.
That's astounding. Again, when I think of fire, I think somebody, you know, maybe not paying attention or doing something they shouldn't do, but cooking is a normal activity, right? We do
that's
it every day.
I don't cook, Joe. That's why I don't cook.
That's why they invented DoorDash, right?
Thanks goodness for DoorDash.
But I think a lot of people understand the financial risk, right? When you think about that, in that scenario, if you didn't have renter's insurance, the property owner was going to have to come out of pocket to do the repairs, maybe come after you to try to, you know, recover some of that cost. But in reality, a lot of renters may not have the thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars to handle the cost. So end of the day, the property owner could be, you know, paying that bill.
Absolutely.
And not to cut you off. Sorry, Ed, you bring up a good point. So a lot of tenants, that's one very big misconception is that tenants think that their property manager, property owner, their property in general's insurance is going to cover their belongings, which is not the case for anybody out there that thinks that. If you don't have renter's insurance and you start a fire or something happens, their policy is going to cover their building. It's not going to cover your belongings. So that's a very common misconception. And a lot of times, you know, people have to come out of pocket. Or like you said, they don't even have the money to come out of pocket. Or they have things that family heirlooms or pictures or stuff that are worth more than money that they'll never be able to get back. So things like that are all attribute to it as well.
Yeah. And also as a renter, you may have liability inside the apartment that the landlord's insurance does not cover. But one other statistic that I find quite interesting is that as we think about the price of homes and apartments and how much they have gone up in recent years, you know, it's about 150% over 20 years, which is, you know, a very, very significant number. And as we think about even the cost of furnishing an apartment, some of the numbers out there for a very basic apartment, it's about $10,000 just for very basic contents. But for the luxury apartments, it goes up over $50,000. So when we think about these and we put them in perspective, it's like, okay, I get it. You know, I had an accident in my first Thanksgiving. I, you know, need insurance. And that's why we think that the service that we provide for the renters and the landlords has benefits and value.
Let's dive into the operational side because you brought up the operational risk of having to track and worry about all of these policies. Talk us through that a little bit. I imagine some people listening to this, they're very up to date. They know what's going on with insurance. They're either tracking it themselves or they're using a service to track it. But I know from experience that many people are not doing anything when it comes to insurance. They're saying they require, maybe they don't even require it, and they're just kind of living out in the wild, wild west, hoping bad things don't happen. So let's talk through, what does it look like in the day in the life of a property manager if they're going to try to track insurance coverage on their own?
Definitely. So one stat that was astounding to me is it takes, I think, about 3 hours per unit per year to track a tenant's policy. So that's number one, going back to the amount of time it takes to do it. And it's still a very antiquated and old school style type of thing. Believe it or not, it's still, the tracking is still through paper mail, right? So the way people, it's through the insurance agency send out the policy through paper mail to the additional interest. Now we're getting into, I know I'm getting into details, but sorry. The additional interest is essentially a mailing address, and that's how you track the policy. If somebody cancels, they'll send a cancellation notice and so on and so forth. So there's thousands of pieces of mail that go through. And again, one slips through the cracks. I know Katie can probably talk some more about the amount of mail that there actually is. But if one slips through the cracks and you, again, let that go and that claim happens, now you're liable, or, you know, a fire happens and God forbid. And, you know, so I don't know, Katie, I know you,
yeah,
you got thousands and thousands of pieces of mail that we got to go through.
Yes, many thousands of pieces of mail. And what I wanted to talk a little bit about for your listeners, Joe, is that, you know, insurance tracking is not all the same. It's kind of like, you know, eating a burger and eating a steak. They're similar, but they're not the same. You have a very different experience. And so when sometimes the leasing offices and property managers, they believe that they track insurance and they may be getting a resident that either uploads or drops off their insurance at the, you know, when the lease starts, when they move in, that actually does not mean that that insurance is active. And it also does not mean that this insurance meets all the requirements. And so when Christian talks about mail, what, you know, he's talking about is that a lot of cancellations of insurances, of insurance policies, happens by mail because the carriers notify us, and we have a special arrangement with the carriers where we are always notified if a policy gets canceled. And they're kind of old school and they notify us by mail. So you have seen, you've been to our offices and you have seen our huge Falcon machine that is a commercial scanner. It's only us and the IRS that usually has a, you know, scanner like that. And last year we scanned almost 1 million pieces of mail. And a lot of those are just notices from carriers that a policy has been canceled, or it's going to get reinstated, it has been reinstated, it's pending cancellation. And so the tracking is very dynamic and it does require time, it requires precision, and it requires a very smooth, almost real-time process. And we're kind of excited because we're able to do it very quickly. And the future of it is, you know, becoming more and more digital as the industry evolves. But where we are today, we have to have a very robust and fast process. And we still operate our Falcon.
Yeah, they're still coming by horseback to give us the pieces of mail.
And I have witnessed that in person. I actually got to try to do some scanning myself to learn how the machine works and the whole process works. And it is really interesting to see how outdated that really is, all this paper mail coming in. But from the property manager's point of view, like you said, a lot of them are collecting that document, that policy information on day one of the lease. They're checking the box that, yes, they provided renter's insurance. But as you know, and as I know now, those policies don't normally stay in effect because there's a real cost to insurance to the renter. And for a lot of people, they'd rather take a little bit of risk than have to pay anything. So a lot of those policies get canceled. And that's really where LeaseTrack steps in, right? That's where you have the system. So how often are we seeing policies canceled? Is it really a big enough issue that property managers need a service?
It's huge. I got two examples right here. So we actually had two, these are rent managers specific as well. We had one lady, we call her Raina Wrentwell. That's not a real name, but it's a cool name. She canceled her policy 7 times in 1 year, which if you think about that, that is a lot of times to cancel one policy, right? So she canceled 7 times in 1 year. And if you don't have an adequate way to track that, you know, she's essentially just going through the motions with no insurance, right? And even if you do catch it, she's going to renew it and just cancel it again. Renew it, cancel it again. So that, again, going back to the fraud and what a lot of people do is try to get through it or snake their way through it. They cancel, right? We also had another person who I believe they canceled 5 times in 6 months and requested like 6 refunds. So there's a lot that goes into that. And if you don't have an adequate way or a seamless way, like our integration or tracking service as well, that can be very hard. And it's a lot of work, as I said, on your property managers, on your team to actually try to track that, right? So definitely not something you want to be doing in-house. If you are doing it in-house, God bless you, but probably take a look.
So in that scenario, you're telling me that somebody purchased insurance to meet the requirement, said property manager, lease track, I have coverage, waited for that to clear, then they went and canceled. They were then notified that, sorry, you can't cancel that. You have to have insurance. So they renewed it, hoping that you wouldn't catch them the second time they went ahead and canceled. Yeah. And they're really going back and forth, hoping at some point that they tire you out, right? That the property manager says, I'm just going to let it go. It's not worth a phone call. Because the property manager would have to call, write, whatever they need to do to follow up. But that's where LeaseTrack is taking care of that for them.
And sometimes the property manager is not going to know because they're not going to be notified. But I think that there are many cases like that where, you know, the person cancels because they can't afford to pay or, you know, for various reasons. I think a lot of times people are also delinquent on their bills. And so most of the renter's insurance HO4 policies are paid monthly. And, you know, if you're late a few days, we certainly have been there, you know, we've got, you know, I don't want to, you know, admit, but I, in my past life, I have been late on my bills. And, you know, so it would be a tenant like me who is late on their bills and maybe not intentionally is trying to defraud the landlord, but they're just always late and their policy gets canceled and then they need to reinstate. And of course, there are those that, you know, on purpose cancel because they can't afford it or there are multiple other reasons. But I think there's also one other area we need to talk about, and about 10 to 11% of policies that we see, they are active, but they don't meet the landlord's requirements. So they may not have enough coverage. And so a landlord, you know, if they're not on top of this, they think that they're protected and they may have some minimal protection, but it's not enough given the cost and the liability that they're exposed to. So that's another area to think about, is the sufficiency, the timing, and the cancellation and reinstatement.
So, Katie, when we think about the requirements for renter's insurance, what are the key areas that you are looking at to make sure a policy does meet the requirements of a specific property?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we look for quite a few things, but the two that I want to highlight, the first one is this concept of liability limit, and this is really the coverage amount. And you know, we talked a little bit about the evolution of the liability and the evolution of costs and the increase of costs. And so, you know, a few years ago, we used to see a lot of landlords requiring $100,000 liability limit. And that number has actually increased. And the industry standard is moving much closer towards the $300,000 mark liability limit to address the cost and address the risk. And we also see some clients that are looking for $500,000 liability limit. So I think this is an evolving requirement. It depends on the various landlords and the property owners and managers. We're excited that with Rent Manager, I know that we'll have the possibility of doing $300,000 liability coverage very soon, before the end of this year. So that's one of the main requirements. The other one is this special arrangement that we have with the carriers, which we talked a little bit about earlier, and Christian mentioned that. And this is adding us as additional interest so that we are notified anytime when a policy gets canceled, it's pending cancellation, or it gets renewed or reinstated. And this is what drives all of the mail and all of the scans that we do in the Falcon. And in addition, we have a number of other requirements, which are kind of more standard requirements around the property address, matching the names, the expiration date of the policy, the coverage time, the start date, and all of those. And then one other area we haven't spoken about, but we brought a couple of rent manager specific stats, which we thought your audience would want to hear. And this is like last year in 2024, we validated 72,000 policies. Typically, at least 10% of the policies that we validate do not meet the requirements. So that's, you know, that's kind of where the risk is. We received and responded to 19,000 emails from rent manager clients and properties, and we scanned 41,000 pieces of mail. So not quite the million pieces of mail that we scan, but 41,000 is not insignificant.
And just to piggyback off that for everybody out there, that's work that you guys would have to do if you didn't have a program. So 41,000 pieces of mail, I know it's not a million, but it's 40,000. That's a lot of pieces of mail.
It is. That's real work that people are doing if they're tracking it, right? And I think the reality is a lot of people start doing that work. They realize how much work it is, how much they don't know about the insurance industry, and they kind of start doing less of it because there's almost a level of risk to doing it, mm-hmm. right? Doing it wrong and wasting the time and still not getting all the coverage amounts right or that additional interest. All these things are complicated. And they just don't have all the systems in place to be able to do it. So no, those are real dollars. Those are real labor hours that add up.
Yeah. Or to piggyback off that, or not doing it at all. Like if you don't require it at all, not tracking it at all, I think the stat last that we had was about 45% of renters do not have renter's insurance. And some might say, well, that means 55% do. So that's a good number. But I would say ask yourself if you could think of one tenant out of 10 that something is probably going to happen in their unit. And now think you have four of those, right? Around four to five, 4.5 people that aren't going to have insurance out of 10 in your property. So something to think about.
That's a great point, Christian. And we also see in different demographics that the numbers play out differently. In the under 25 demographics, over 70% of renters do not have insurance. And in some ways, those may be the more, the young chefs like me who are trying to cook a Thanksgiving turkey. And so they may be more exposed to actual perils.
Yeah, and that's actually a really good point. You talked earlier, it's not always people that are trying to work around the system or create fraud in our industry. Some people are just having a hard time keeping up their bills, so things go late. Or if you're young, it's your first apartment, you may not understand all the nuances. You're having to get car insurance for the first time. You're trying to navigate health insurance for the first time. The last thing on your mind might be renter's insurance. And you may even think, the things I own aren't worth all that much. I really don't need insurance. I got all this stuff free. People are giving hand-me-down furniture. So they don't even get insurance because they don't really understand, right? Because they're still getting started and they're trying to save every dollar they can. So it's not always that people are malicious. A lot of people are just kind of unaware of the risk that's out there. So they avoid getting the coverage.
Exactly. And even if we think about the auto industry, we know that 15% of drivers don't have auto insurance. And so the number for renter's insurance is a lot higher. It's not just covering your possessions. It's also the liability in exposure that the landlord would not pay that you would be on the hook.
And again, that's real risk that's out there. So as we think about all of how this system works, right, with the tracking and the compliance and the risk mitigation that can happen with it, how much work is involved for the property manager when they're using a system like LeaseTrack? When they're using LeaseTrack, there's still some work, right? I mean, there's always a little bit of work, but how much work is out there? Because that's probably what they're asking themselves right now is, okay, I'm doing it on my own or I'm not doing it on my own right now. If I were to use LeaseTrack, is it really going to save me enough time to justify the effort?
Yeah, well, I would say the beauty of our integration is that you essentially, I don't want to say you have to do no work because if I say that, people are going to be like, well, some I have to do some, but there really isn't a lot of work for you guys to do out there just because of the integration. Since we're fully built into the Rent Manager platform, everything is just already done for you. It's already automated. Now, inevitably, your tenants are going to come to you first if an issue happens and they need help or something. Even if you tell them to call us, they're still going to call you first. But as far as like the tracking, the uploading policies, the validating policies, all of that, we do all of that for you. And the tracking is actually completely free also. So really is a no-brainer on that part to use because you're not paying anything and you're kind of mitigating that risk, right? We've had people who, because we do have two programs, one is a tracking program, one is an enforcement, that they're like, I just want to track, I just want to see, make sure people have the opportunity to purchase the insurance, to see what our risk is out there, thinking it's not that high. And then they go 6 months with it, track it, and they see, what, 70% of my tenants don't have rental insurance. Maybe I should enforce this. It's in my lease, so maybe I should take this a little more seriously. But yeah, to answer the question, it is actually, there's very little work involved on the property management side. I know it doesn't sound believable, but I promise you it's really not. We do have a great team. Our account managers are one of the best in the industry, I would say, as far as making sure that everybody's taken care of. And if there is an issue, that they're the first ones on it. So,
And just to add to what Christian is saying, so the tracking Tracking provides transparency, but the real risk mitigation is in enforcement. And that's what we really want, is one of our kind of key points, takeaway points for the audience, is that if you want to be protected, it's enforcement, and the enforcement program is the one that it really is going to protect you. And yeah, it's not going to be a lot of work for you, because we're going to do all the work. We've got 78 people in our operations team, and you know, we've got the Falcon, and we've got a lot of automation and a lot of robust and a kind of AI supported processes to make this quick and to make this simple. And we generally validate policies in 8 hours. This is specifically for rent managers, so we're pretty quick. But understanding the difference between tracking and enforcement, where you're protected, and there's a little bit of work during implementation, but after that, we're the ones answering the emails, we answer the phone calls, we do credits when a policy has been uploaded, and it needs to get processed on time. Maybe they uploaded on that very last day, and they need to be given credit for the month. We take care of all of that. It happens seamlessly behind the scenes.
Yeah, I think the number is about like 50. The compliance rate, if you go with tracking, is about like 50 to 60% you're at. And if you go with the enforcement, you're at 100%. Not to get too much into the weeds of it, but the enforcement is essentially a program where if your tenant does not have insurance, we can place them on something called a master policy, which is a policy that the property managers would own. We can place them on that policy for you if they lapse, if they cancel their policy, or if they just don't have any insurance at all and just want to be defaulted to yours, which a lot of people do for like benefits packages or anything like that. They just say, hey, you know, we have a policy for you guys. If you just want to be on that, you don't have to go out and buy your own policy. So the enforcement is really the way to guarantee 100% compliance. I know not everybody wants to force it, but hopefully after a couple of these stories and Katie telling you guys that she almost burned her whole apartment down, that you guys will think about that.
And we see a lot of people moving towards enforcement, because Absolutely. That's really where the protection happens. Yeah.
Well, and that transparency you mentioned, I think, is really key, because a lot of people know, maybe they agree it's important. They wish they had the time to track it, but they may go by this assumption that most people have it, so most of their risk is covered. But through the tracking, they can see and really know what rate that is, who has it and who doesn't. And it's not just a percent. They're able to see who has insurance and who doesn't, you know, resident by resident, tenant by tenant. So you can really start to say, okay, this portion, this 30%, this 50%, they don't have insurance. And what are you going to do about that now that you know? And really, what we have found, and when we talk to our customers, is a lot of them like this enforcement idea. I know that sounds like a heavy word, but they love the idea of enforcement, because it actually makes it easy for the resident too. Mm-hmm. They do nothing. They get a policy. They get put onto a policy. Yes, there's a cost to the resident, but there's a cost no matter what, no matter which way they go, right? Mm-hmm. Buy their own policy, go on this this enforcement master policy, but they don't have to do anything. It's really simple for them. And when they leave, the policy stops, right? And they stop paying for it. They don't have to call an insurance company and say, hey, I moved out.
Yep.
I need to cancel my policy. So for a lot of ways, we've made it easy for everyone.
Absolutely. And even the cost of enforcement, it's very small. The amount is not a very significant amount. And so between the convenience and the ease and the fact that it's a monthly small amount, that makes sense for a number of people.
Yeah, I know when we first launched LeaseTrack, there's a lot of talk about how to make it a good experience for everyone, right? Mm-hmm. And good experience for the property manager, good experience for the resident, give people options and choices. And I think we've done a pretty good job of that. We're going to continue to do that. And you talked about adding $300,000 to the liability before the end of this year. We're excited to launch that as well. So as we kind of head into the end of the episode here, if people like what they're hearing, they agree there's a lot of risk when it comes to insurance and how they're managing it, what should they do next? Like, what's the next step?
Turn on LeaseTrack. No.
Yeah, I think that is the next step. You should talk about that.
Yeah, so as I said earlier, I think turning on the tracking portion of it is a no-brainer. There's no contracts. Nothing's binding you to it. You go to your system preferences and rent manager, and you can just activate it. And I really think that's the... If you're even on the fence about it, I think by activating that tracking, you will at least get an idea of what's going on out there, get an idea of your risk, and inevitably, I do think you will move to that enforcement. If you want to talk to me first, I'm probably the guy you will talk to. If you want more information on it, I'll give my information at the end of the episode. But yeah, what I would say is definitely, you know, take a long look at your units, the people you have living there, and really think, like, is something probably going to happen in these units? I guarantee probably 90% of you out there is probably saying, something is probably going to happen in one of these units. And if the answer is yes, I would say start with that tracking. Talk to me and I'll tell you more about it. I'll tell you more about the enforcement, how the enforcement is honestly, not to try to be a sales guy here, but it's probably the best way to go. 100% is better than 60%. So, but yeah, I would say start with that tracking. If you want more information, as I said, I'll give my information at the end of this. And that's really what I would say is the next step for everybody.
Yeah, let's jump right into that. How can they reach out and learn more?
Yeah, so you can find me on LinkedIn. My name is Christian Thomas, spelled exactly how you think it's spelled, two first names, but that's fine. And then my email is going to be christian.thomas@msimga.com. I also have a link to my calendar that I'll provide Joe, and he can give you guys, so you can book a time to meet with me, and I'll go through all the questions you got. I know renters insurance is very nuanced. You can ask me what happens if, you know, a toilet bursts and it floods three floors down. I'll tell you exactly what you need to know about that.
And also, we invite people to visit our website, yes, leasetrack.ai. And of course, they can also get information about us on the Rent Manager software as well. And, you know, my LinkedIn, we're going to put it in the show notes. It's under Ekaterina Katie Curry. And we're happy to connect with your listeners.
Excellent. Yeah, absolutely. Then go to the Rent Manager website, LeaseTrack's website. Christian, obviously, thank you for providing your information. I definitely want to encourage anyone that is not doing something for renter's insurance today to have that conversation and start to learn more. The risk is out there. You mentioned the rising cost of things. Insurance, property insurance is going up as well. And this is another way to kind of mitigate some of that risk on your own policy out there as property owners. So there's just a lot going on, and Christian's your guy to kind of talk you through how it all works. So
it's a lot of work. The work is mysterious and important for my Severance fans out there.
Excellent. So thank you both for joining me today. It was a great conversation.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate
it. Thank you for having us, Joe. Pleasure.
Yeah, and thank you for watching another episode of Beyond Rent. And until next time, keep going Beyond Rent.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Beyond Rent. If you enjoyed this podcast, spread the word on social media and with your peers in the industry. To be notified when more episodes are released, subscribe using your favorite podcast player. Beyond Rent is brought to you by Rent Manager Property Management Software. Learn more about Rent Manager's industry-leading software solutions at rentmanager.com. Until next time, keep going Beyond Rent.